The call to arouse. In view of that great day, the word of God calls upon his people to seek his face with repentance. The day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. To prepare a people to stand in the day of God, a great work of reform was to be accomplished. In his mercy he was about to send a message to arouse his professed people and lead them to make ready for the coming of the Lord. This warning is brought to view in. Here is a threefold message represented as proclaimed by heavenly beings and immediately followed by the coming of the Son of Man to reap the harvest of the earth. The prophet saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. This message is a part of the everlasting gospel. The work of preaching has been entrusted to men. Holy angels direct, but the actual proclamation of the gospel is performed by the servants of Christ on earth. Faithful men, obedient to the promptings of God's Spirit and the teachings of his word, were to proclaim this warning. They had been seeking the knowledge of God, counting it better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.